Today marks the 20th anniversary of the U.S. Embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania. The State Department held a memorial event to remember the victims. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was not there, but he issued a written statement in which he vowed to remain vigilant. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
On August 7, 1998, al-Qaeda blew up the U.S. embassies in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam, killing more than 250 people and injuring hundreds more. Prudence Bushnell was the ambassador to Kenya at the time.
This occurred 3 years before al-Qaeda bombed our homeland. We are, in fact, a more dangerous place than we were. Our colleagues today face issues we didn't have to.
She told a ceremony marking the anniversary that she had warned the State Department ahead of time that the embassy in Nairobi was vulnerable, but she says she was told that, as she put it, the richest nation in the world did not have the resources to fix it.
Please take today and this moment to pledge to alter the trend of providing inadequate resources to the people who work in peace.
Secretary of State Pompeo, who as a congressman often spoke about diplomatic security in the wake of the 2012 Benghazi attack, was not there to hear Bushnell's appeal. Spokesperson Heather Nauert said Pompeo had a, quote, extremely packed schedule. But she was there along with Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan.
Deputy Secretary Sullivan was standing there as she spoke, as was I, and he acknowledged that and said, we certainly pledge to provide the resources that we're able to provide that we believe will fully take care of our people. That's something we take very seriously.
Nauert described it as a touching moment to have survivors and families of the victims at the State Department, many of whom traveled long distances to be there. Deputy Secretary Sullivan, who met with them privately too, said the U.S. will honor the memories of those who died and remain vigilant to prevent further attacks. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.